About 2 weeks ago, my cousin's 16-year-old granddaughter called me. And I asked Teresa, I said, this is a real surprise. We never speak to each other, so what is up? And she said, well, I'm doing a project for school. I have to interview interesting people. And we decided that of all my, grandmother's cousins, you are the most interesting because of what you do. And I thought to myself, I didn't realize I was that important or that interesting. If anything, boring. But aside from that, she asked me two questions. What are you like? And what is it like to be you? And well, it didn't take me that long to answer, that question. But it's often a question, that I think we should always be asking ourselves. But better yet, in our spiritual journey, in our quest to know God, the Father, Christ, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we need to ask the questions. And with reference to Jesus, what was Jesus like? What is it like to be Jesus? As we look at art, hear homilies, and read books about Jesus, they rarely explore what it had been like to be a human being receiving the vocation to be the Son of God, the Word made flesh, the God incarnate. The author of Hebrews, our second reading today, tells us that Jesus did not take his vocation on himself, but was called by God. And as we look at Scripture, we see Jesus being called twice. He's called at the baptism, which John the Baptist gives him, because you are my beloved son. You are the one I am pleased with. And the second time is when he, James, John, and Peter are on Mount Tabor and Jesus is transfigured. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. Now, in today's gospel reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, we have a miracle, and this is the healing of Bartimaeus. And to show how we're coming to the close of our liturgical year, this is the last miracle that is described in the gospel according to Mark. Bartimaeus is in need of healing, and he cries out, Son of David. And this title recalls, the vocation of a shepherd king. And a shepherd king is the person who is responsible to care for God's flock. This is one of the many titles that Jesus has. Bartimaeus calls out over and over again. And if one was to look at today's gospel in the Greek translation, the word would be eleison, the same word that we say when we say the Latin, penitentiary, Kyrie eleison. And eleison means mercy. And Bartimaeus is calling out for mercy. And mercy is a call that urges one to act, on the behalf of someone who needs help. And Jesus finally encounters Bartimaeus and asks the question, what do you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus replies, Master, I want to see. Now, master is a word that points out to teacher. And by calling Jesus the master and the teacher, Bartimaeus is asking for more than eyesight. Jesus told Bartimaeus, go, your faith has saved you. Mark explains that Bartimaeus made Jesus' way his way, Bartimaeus joined Jesus on the road to Jerusalem, where the cross and resurrection would reveal the meaning of the titles he bears. In his baptism and his transfiguration, Jesus heard himself being called the Son of God. We would learn how that role of being the Son of God called him to fulfill the hopes of those who search for God, the people of Israel who were longing and yearning for healing, for health, to satisfy their needs, whatever they were. Jesus was called by people through the people who responded to him. As the Son of God, he learned to act in the name of God, whose love cannot be imposed upon anyone. What was to be like Jesus was to be hopeful, generous, capable of much, and not able to do only as much as others would accept from him. We hold the power to allow Christ to be the shepherd king, our master, or simply as an image on a holy card. As we come to the close of our liturgical year, we are to ask two questions. Do we allow God and Christ to be for us? What does this call us to do? My brothers and sisters, we come here every Sunday to be nourished by the Word of God and to eat of the body and drink of the blood for our holiness, for communion with God and communion with others. But this does prompt us to, action, because this is, a means to an end, not an end to itself. And we always ought to ask ourselves these questions. How do we allow God and Christ to come into our lives? And what are we to do with this call? We are coming to the end of the liturgical year. It will be, ordinary time will be coming into Advent. And we do want to be, prepared. But we do have to take action. We're called to live a life of prayer, penance, and almsgiving. So blessings upon you all as you continue your journey and ask yourself the question,